This program is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT-HD, WGL-HD3, Philadelphia. Now, Health Watch, featuring Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor and founder of Innovative Medical Associates, with valuable information that could help you improve your quality of life. Now, Health Watch.
In case you're wondering, Dr. Molly and I got here by dog sled today.
Yeah, that's right, John.
And she's going to take a moment before we start the show to go out and feed the dogs.
No.
If you don't have to go out, stay in. Listen to us here on Health Watch. Good morning and welcome to another edition of Health Watch. Every Sunday we're here, the live version, 8 till 9 here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. You don't want to feed the dogs?
No, you know what, John? What I'm laughing about is I'm making up for that one day I had to cancel the show. I said, so I beat you into submission to come out in this weather. And we're doing this from beautiful downtown Atlantic City, which actually looks like a snow globe right now.
Right.
So I really appreciate everybody. So listen up, folks.
Yes.
God bless you.
So
stay safe.
That's right. Not much to do today except listen to us here on Health Watch. We're here every Sunday, 8 till 9, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. We talk about the who, what, when, where, why, and how of Innovative Medical, how it can potentially help you and anyone you know improve your overall quality of life. And if you have a question or a medical challenge you want to run by Dr. Molly, you can call us here in the studio, 855-839-1210. That's the number, 855-839-1210. And as I said, it's a good day to stay in and listen to us here on Health Watch. Dr. Molly is here and ready to talk to us, 855-839-1210. We say good morning officially to Dr. Molly.
Hey, how are you, John?
I'm good.
Good.
And, you know, just be careful if you're out and about, but it's kind of messy out there.
Right on. I don't like falls for my people. That's all my listeners out there. Please don't go out and fall. That's what we don't want. Falls are not good.
That's true. So tell us, Innovative Medical Associates, what does it do?
Okay.
Or how does it help?
Right. Innovative Medical Associates is a group of like-minded providers, healthcare providers, and we all work out of my licensed facility, primary care in Marlton, New Jersey. So, fundamentally, we can do anything a traditional primary care doc, or even like an urgent care for the most part, or convenient care can do. If you need a prescription, we can write the prescriptions. Our docs are great. If you need to call in or have a problem that is a medical situation, our docs can actually give you the prescriptions. We can send you out for the laboratory, the radiology, whatever you need, the ultrasounds, whatever. We can do all those things. We primarily, though, we want to do these in a more natural manner. So more in the way of naturopathic medicine as well as conventional. So we use it both. But we found that hydration therapy is the vehicle by which we are deliver therapeutic values of both the natural substances and possibly use it in a reduced substances like pharmaceuticals and still get the same type of results, which means we can correct your situation and continue to give you a good quality of life.
And you've been a big believer in the nutraceuticals for many, many years.
I mean, 30 years.
You're now 30 years in your practice. I'm wondering, why is that? Why did you choose that path?
Well, I chose the path because of my own problem. So, again, I needed to look at things as a scientist. I'm always looking at the newest research, what's out there, what was researched 40 years ago and sort of squashed, and why is it available today in a way working with our compounding pharmacists and working with things like tinctures and that kind of thing. Well, So I found that these particular things can improve your quality of life and still effectuate change. For example, we know that there are certain nutraceuticals that can help us reduce the cholesterol. We know that there are other nutraceuticals that can help change the mixture of the lipids in your blood. In other words, when you use things like fish oil, we know this. So the bottom line is, we've noticed that utilizing these kinds of things with conventional meds as well, utilizing conventional meds if you need them, but in a different dosage, like a homeopathic dose in terms of utilizing the hydration, guess what? We can effectuate change without giving you the side effects of medication.
Do the nutraceuticals necessarily replace prescription
meds? Not always, but it certainly can reduce your need for some of them. So if you were taking something TID, which is three times a day, sometimes we've been able to reduce that to twice a day and sometimes to once a day and then ultimately get a patient off of them.
What are some of the most effective nutraceuticals?
Where do you want me to start? Yeah. Everybody knows
vitamin C.
Everybody knows vitamin C, but vitamin C has a unique very unique makeup, because vitamin C can be either a anti-inflammatory or a pro-inflammatory. Interestingly enough, I had a wonderful consult this week with a patient who was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Okay. Very nice gentleman, understood the whole thing, and he said, well, I'm going to check with my doctor. I get a call back yesterday from his wife, not from him. Well, our oncologist said, your treatments would interfere with our chemo. I said, okay, God bless you on your healing journey. I just didn't want you to be in inertia. You got to do something when you have cancer. I mean, it's a metabolic disease. You got to do something. However, I really wanted to say, your oncologist doesn't know. He could have picked up the phone and spoken to me, and I would explain, in your case, I would be using the anti-inflammatories, not necessarily the antioxidants. And there are a way to do this and enhance your outcome with your chemotherapy. And how do I know this? It's because I've used them and I've seen changes in many of my patients. Of course, if you come to me at stage four, going on stage five, which is going into another world, bottom line is it doesn't work as quickly as the chemotherapies.
We are going to go to the phones already.
Oh.
And guess what? Frank from
of
Northeast
course,
Philadelphia. Frank,
hi,
good morning.
Frank, how are
welcome
you?
To Health Watch.
Holy moly, it's John and Dr. Molly on a crazy Sunday morning.
Yeah, yes.
Dr. Molly and John, I wasn't sure if you'd be here or not. I was thinking most likely not. But just in case, I made an appointment for you and John on Wednesday with Dr. Bob Newhart, okay? Do you remember him? The TV show,
sure.
Dr. Bob Newhart?
Sure.
He was a psychologist?
Sure. Yeah, yes, of course I do. Thank you for that.
You're crazy.
Yeah, we are crazy. Not really. Well, I really wanted to make up for the one day where I had a little vertigo from my ear problem, you know, the inner ear problem. But bottom line is we're here and we're ready to talk a little bit. And I'm always happy to hear from you, Frank.
Yeah,
hey, Dr. Molly.
We use the dog sled, Frank. That's
I heard that. Poor dogs.
Yeah.
Dr. Molly, you said it right there. I've known you for a long time from the radio and from in your office. The people don't know you. Dr. Molly cares more about her patients than herself. She's very giving. She felt guilty for missing a day, so she makes it up during a snowstorm. Okay, come on. Dr. Molly loves everyone.
You're
great, Dr. Molly and John.
Thank you.
Thanks for being there, but be careful, and we love you. Thank
you
so much,
please.
Okay?
And
thank
don't
you.
Fall, Frank. You don't need to fall on top of everything else, okay?
My walker got snow skis on him.
okay, God bless.
Thanks for the call,
thank
Frank.
Thank you.
Good.
Okay, 855-839-1210. Is our number here in the studio. We were talking about nutraceuticals and how you utilize them. And what can people expect? In other words, they're going to get a lot of nutraceuticals or some? Or what?
You're going to get what's appropriate for the challenge that brought you in to see us. So, again, you know, not one size fits all. Look, if you want a Myers cocktail, go out anywhere and get it. I have no problem with that. But you want a protocol specifically designed for yourself, then we're the clinic for you. It is the one thing that I will tell you. Utilizing all these nutraceuticals in a certain synergy and possibly with subclinical dosing of pharmaceuticals is a better way to treat people who have chronic and have metabolic diseases, that is a better way to approach it. And each one is an individual. You cannot make one size fits all. Done. And I have a real problem some days, this week in particular in the clinic, where other patients are telling some of my patients what they should be taking. And, oh, my God, my thing is blue today. How come I didn't get this? And how come you didn't get it? Because, again, with every action, there can be a reaction. And so every week I am on top of everything we're giving people. And Dr. Kaska and I and Dr. Linda and I, we sit down during the week. We have our own internal meeting about what's going on. And then we put together a game plan for the patient. You know, my nurses are wonderful. And everybody in the clinic is great. Everybody knows the lovely Linda. Everybody is an individual, though, and has an individual recipe for their particular hydration protocol.
You know, Frank was saying something just a moment ago, and I got to tell you, I can attest to this. Dr. Molly is like a dog with a bone when it comes to her patients and things that they need. And in particular, Dr. Molly wants me to see another specialist.
I'm working.
And they first told her, well, you can see the doctor in 3 months.
No, and I said, that's not going to work for us.
Listen, if you want, we were talking about dogs in the beginning of the show. You want a dog with a bone? Dr. Molly is the person, because She really does care more about her patients than herself, and you can see that in the clinic. And that's a testament to you, John.
I always tell you, I don't believe my own press, but you know, sometimes I do know one thing. I know that the team of medical professionals I have, and myself, and the nursing professionals, and in terms of the science out there, this stuff works when given enough time and also given the proper ratios of and synergies of the products.
We are coming up on our first break of the morning. It is Health Watch every Sunday, our live version, 8 till 9 here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. And if you're just sitting around saying, hey, I'm going to take care of my health, and it's a good day to do that, well, pick up the phone and call with a question or a medical challenge that you want to run by Dr. Molly. 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I are returning with more of today's Health Watch right after these words. As always, when we're here on Health Watch, operators are standing by at Innovative Medical Associates. And the number, 856-489-0505, that's 856-489-0505. When you call, this is simple. You book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It doesn't cost anything. And believe me, you will learn a lot about what she can potentially do for you and how she can potentially help you. It's very simple. 856-489-0505. And the website, innovativemedicalassociates.com, innovativemedicalassociates.com. Our show is Health Watch every Sunday, our live version, 8 till 9, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Speaking of the website, Dr. Molly has a new line of skincare products, and I discovered just going on the website, I discovered this skin cream.
Right, peptides.
It's
peptides.
Really, yeah,
peptides.
It's really
right.
Effective.
Good.
I've used it for a couple of days, and it's very effective.
I'm glad you're using it, John. People our age can use this because we got to thicken up our skin a little bit, plump it up a little, right? Because as we age, of course, you know, you see what happens. We both had these little black and blues all over that show that our skin is, you know, is vulnerable at this point, because you want to definitely, and it sort of goes in keeping. It's, you know, I don't have a big line, but a very small line in reality. I'm not a Revlon. We're not doing that. We're just targeting certain things. And of course, you know how I feel about I feel about sunscreen, very important because of the skin cancer. So it's a very mild line. And again, I've used a lot of science in putting this together.
Here's what you do today. You shop because what else are you going to do? Oh. We don't suggest you go out and shovel.
No.
You shop, and what you do is, you know, you could check out on the website the skincare line and see what products can fit for your perspective. And, you know, we do recommend this skin cream, as Dr. Molly just said. So 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. And if you have a question or a medical challenge you want to run by Dr. Molly, you feel free to call in. I want to talk about metabolism today. And
yeah.
First of all, I want you to, could you please define the metabolism? Well, and what you mean by that?
Okay. What I mean by metabolism is the mechanism that touches all aspects of biology. It spans the entire line of biochemical processing that affects energy production, weight management, hormone fluctuations, right? We've been attacking our biology from every direction in terms of the 20th century. So today we know that we have pushed life expectancy to around 80 for most of us, right? But in doing that, we really haven't looked at the downstream effects. We know that, you know, we can keep you alive till you're 80, but do we keep your quality of life? Metabolism affects quality of life. And that's why I'm really interested in managing our metabolism no matter what state that the body is in. So, great, we keep a guy around till he's 80, but he has Alzheimer's now. So, you see, metabolizing this affects your brain. It affects just about everything you do, the weight, the hormones. It affects signaling, cell signaling, and certainly it affects inflammation.
So how do you, if you're talking about Alzheimer's or whatever conditions you have, how do you manage that kind of a thing? Well, in other words, the quality of life is important, but how do you manage that?
Well, the bottom line is you've got to manage this by our lifestyle, our total lifestyle, and also by the utilization of many of nature's products that we talk about all the time, the vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. Peptides are just another tool in our black bag, and peptides are really short-chain amino acids, which means short change proteins. All of these things have an effect. Even though the average life expectancy is around 80 years old, what happens is our metabolism or the cell signaling, it starts to dwindle at age 45 or 50, and it dwindles really extensively. So what we have to do is we go back to homeostasis, which is the what the body is should be in, which is balance. Not too much of one thing, not too little. Goldilocks, always talking about that. So we need to look at all of this metabolic disruption that occurs just from aging, John. And that's one of the things I look at. And everyone who walks into our facility with a chronic type condition, be it environmental, there's a trigger of some kind that shuts down the communication in the cells and make them go rogue. And that's what I'm talking about in terms of metabolism. We want it to be just right.
How important are peptides? I know we talked about it in the skincare, with your cream.
Yes.
But how important is it? Because you've talked about it a lot.
It's a powerful tool right now in the fight against metabolic decline and disorders, okay? Now, that being said, you'll find that people associate peptides in a negative or pejorative way with things like bodybuilding. You and I have that discussion all the time.
Yes.
Right? Because you lived it with a good friend of yours who passed away at an age of, 35 or
37.
Something? 37. 37. Okay. too much bad peptides, okay, man-made peptides. But God has given us peptides that we can augment and bring up with some nutraceuticals, and also we can bring in peptides. One of the things I laugh about, John, is people say, I'm on that weight loss drug. Well, what do you think the weight loss drug is? It's a peptide, right. And so we know that we can manage metabolic decline that way. Because, look, obesity is a condition. It's a disease, right? So by utilizing these peptides, right, people are doing better. People can, you know, watch their appetite. It slows down digestion. It does everything you need to help you reach your normal weight, which is important, very important. Another indicator in our metabolics that goes haywire when we age. Women, we have this problem. Men do too, though. See, men don't believe they have something called andropause, where their male hormones, and not just the male hormones, but other hormones that control, like our neurodegenerative issues, these kinds of things, start to slow down after the age of 50. Men too. Women are just more pronounced with the estrogen stopping production. And that is the difference. But everybody has this. This is why, quote unquote, these anti-aging clinics are so hot right now. But when I look at peptides, I really look at them and all the science that's out there in all the metabolic states, not just for longevity, but of course, longevity is important. But I want longevity with vitality, period. That's where I come from.
You've talked about other nutraceuticals and how your protocols are, you know, really well thought out and well developed. Talk about the peptides. Is there a possibility of not having good peptides or what?
Well, there's a possibility of overusing peptides. It's like I just had a patient who was in a weight loss situation, and she's shooting herself twice a week with her weight loss drug. And I said, that is a very bad thing. I said, aren't you running out before the end of the month? Oh, yeah, but I go back and the doctor says, oh, yeah, just keep taking it. No, I don't think that's a good idea, because you see there are side effects with this, right?
Yes, yes.
Right? Everybody knows that,
right.
The nausea being
right,
one of them.
Right.
It's better sometimes to use a lower dose over a longer period of time. So managing peptides is the key to that.
We are coming up on the halfway point of the show. Believe it or not, time flies when you're having fun. It's Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. It's a good day to call in the show, because look, you're probably not going anywhere, and you're probably snowed in. 855-839-1210, whether you have a question or a medical challenge that you want to run by Dr. Molly. Again, 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. Dr. Molly and I are returning with more of today's Health Watch after these words. We are back here on Health Watch, and again, operator standing by at Innovative Medical Associates, 856-489-0505. That's the number, 856-489-0505. They will be there. In fact, they're there right now, but they'll be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock. You think they're going anywhere in this weather? Of course not. 856-489-0505 is the number. And the website, innovativemedicalassociates.com. Check that out. A lot of good information on that. innovativemedicalassociates.com. The show is Health Watch, Sundays 8 till 9 here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Let's go to the phones. We have Mary Jane in Northeast Philadelphia. Mary Jane, good morning. You're on Health Watch.
Hi,
Dr.
Mary
Molly.
Jane. Hi. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
My health challenge is an incessant cough that I just can't get rid
of. Cough. Have you had?
Could
you been
turn down your radio, Mary Jane, please?
Turn down your radio, honey.
Oh, no, the radio's off.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay. Mary Jane, I have a couple of quick questions before we start talking about that. Have you been checked out by your primary care doc and then maybe a pulmonologist as well?
No, no pulmonologist, but I go to my primary doc and my cardiologist.
Oh, good. Okay. That's what I want to know. So how are they treating that cough right now? Medically, I'm asking.
They don't seem very concerned about it. They said, are you coughing up any blood?
Right, right.
And I say, no. So they said, we'll just watch it.
Well, yeah, just watch it because, again, that can be a cardiac issue. It all goes hand in hand, right? If there's things that affect the pulmonary function, like pulmonary hypertension, there's a ton of things. I've treated a lot of people with we have treated. Dr. Kask is very proactive on cough, and so am I. There are a few homeopathic remedies out there that might help you. I would look for the boron products in the health food store. They actually are clearly labeled. The consumer products are clearly labeled. So if you go into a good health food store, and I think you have a couple out there in the Northeast that are still privately run, they're excellent. They have some herbal preparations that are labeled for cough as well as homeopathic ones. And I would suggest you go on a homeopathic remedy. However, if that still isn't helping your cough, I would go a little further and maybe lean on your cardiologist to make sure that you get an echo and these kinds of tests that can help see what the heck is going on. Okay. But go to the health food store, get it, but don't give yourself an inordinate amount of time. You know what I mean? How old are you, Mary Jane? Just a quick question.
68.
Okay, you're young, definitely. Don't let
the
you're a baby, as we John and I like to say. Listen to me. And listen, you're not a smoker, are you, Mary Jane?
Are you a smoker? No, I'm not.
And were you a smoker at any time?
I dabbled when I was a teenager.
Okay. Well, dabbling is not good either, okay? But listen to me. Please go to the health food store. But don't let that, don't let that crutch be a crutch and you're just masking it. You know, if you intuitively feel that there is a problem there that has to be dove into, guess what? Get it done. You know, you got to stay on top of these guys because nobody wants to do anything for anybody right now, I find, in healthcare.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
God bless you.
Thanks for the call, Mary Jane.
Thank you.
Michelle in Washington Township, New Jersey.
Michelle,
good morning. Welcome to Health Watch.
Hi, Michelle.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Molly. I have a question about your new skincare cream.
Yes.
I just recently found out I was allergic to lanolin. I have a rash for months, and I've been to the dermatologist, and can't seem to fix this. I was wondering about your new skin product.
Well, I think if you look, the peptide, I believe, is free of lanolin, but yes, the peptide is free of lanolin, but I'm going to tell you, they did a patch test on this. Were you allergic to anything else? Because I found that people who are allergic to lanolin are usually allergic to several other things as well.
They also said nickel.
Ah, now you're talking. You don't want metals, right? You don't want metals.
Right.
You've got to be extremely careful about what you put in. I want you to read all the labels. Don't order anything till you read every single label. I'm talking about in terms of our skincare. Are you using a line right now, honey?
No, they gave me a couple different prescriptions, but nothing really seems to work. And I stopped using any kind of face cream.
Good.
I just use a Cetaphil soap.
Good for you. Let me tell you, I think I would stick with that, but I'll tell you, you're a prime candidate for a couple of our IV treatments, including those with the collagens in them. I'm talking about IV now. Believe it or not, skin is our surface that you see that, but it's what's going on under the skin that's contributing to this, and that's an inflammatory response. Boy, I would love to see your lab results. Did they run traditional labs as well?
Well, my primary not for the rash, but I had them done, and I took them to my dermatologist and the allergist, and they said everything looked good.
Okay. Well, if they said it, I guess we have to believe it, but let me say this. You like how I answered that, right? I don't either. This is why I'm telling you. I want you to look. I would venture to say I'm hoping they ran inflammatory markers like homocysteine, sed rate, that kind of thing. They may not have done that. But that might be something you want to lean on your primary to get done. Get those inflammatory markers that are hidden. These are the hidden causes of some of these things, really. please. Okay?
Okay.
God bless you.
All right.
God bless you, Michelle.
But what about your skin cream? Is that something I should order?
Right now, what I want you to do is not order anything until we see those inflammation markers. Okay? Listen to me. All right?
It's not about making money.
You know what I mean? I really want you to do well, all right? But I want to see what's going on underneath. God bless you.
Thanks for the call, Michelle.
Right, bye, honey. Bye.
We have the mayor of Germantown. Joe is on the line. Joe, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, John. Good morning, my dear Dr. Miley. Good morning to wonderful producer Kurt. And hello to my buddy Frank out there in the Northeast that's listening. Yeah. I just want to call and say hello to y'all. I hope and pray everybody get home safe and everything. I know the roads are a little church in Jersey and Pennsylvania and Delaware. Yeah. So I just call to wish everybody, you know, get home, have safe travel, mercy, get home safe, and enjoy the football games today.
That's right.
Dr. Miley and John, it's always funny when you have these big storms coming, how people panic. And look, I understand you're going to have a big snowstorm. But why do you have to clean out the market? Just buy enough to sustain you over 3 days.
It's so funny. Joe, it is so funny that you say this, okay? I was appalled yesterday. I could not believe the markets. I said, my God, I feel like we're having a nuclear attack. It's like, you know, it's a day and a half that you're going to be home, right? A day and a half.
I'm retired from Cooper House, but I do a little healthcare work for now.
Good for you.
And check this out, to go along my Social Security. I was at my client's caregiver house the other day. She went out to save a lot and brought like about 10 gallons of milk. I said, oh my God. I said, are you kidding me?
I feed a whole shelf.
I'm like, why you buy all this milk? She said, I just want to make sure we have enough. I said, enough? Yeah. That's way more than enough.
That's right. In other words, I agree with you. But isn't this interesting? This is the human condition, right, that we talk about all the time. God bless us because we think more is better. We have this, right? We got to have everything. God bless you.
Dr. Miley. I hear you, Dr. Miley. I hope you and John and Kurt have a blessed day. Y'all be safe.
Thank you. You too.
Love y'all, guys. Y'all be blessed.
And God bless you.
Thanks for the call, Joe.
Thank you. Yeah. Hey, there it is, John. You know what? Everybody's going to gain 20 pounds over this one day and a half. It's like, what? Now we're really going to need peptides, right, that shut the appetite down.
Yes.
I got to laugh. He's right, though, right? It's been crazy. And God bless all my patients. They knew. Going in, I said, we may. This is like only the second time in 30 years that I'm closing the clinic on Monday so that we can dig out, make sure everybody's safe getting in and out of the clinic, which is equally as important, right?
Yes.
You know, come
that's
on.
Right.
Come on.
Yes. So you are closed tomorrow.
We are closed tomorrow.
But
we're closed. Dr. Molly's not closed because I took home charts, right? Which, you know, I'm going to have a nice conference call with my physicians, okay, so that we continue our Monday conferences.
Do you ever turn it off?
I try not to. You know, if you call the office, you're actually getting Fran, who usually answers, and she patches you right into me if she can. So we're all about making sure that our patients are also safe through this thing.
Okay, we're coming up on our final break of the morning. Their show is Health Watch every Sunday, the live version here from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates located in Marlton, New Jersey. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. We still have time to take a couple of your calls if you have a medical challenge that you want to run by Dr. Molly or you just want to ask a question. 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I are returning to more Health Watch after these words. We are back here on Health Watch, and again, operators are standing by at Innovative Medical Associates, and they will be there. They're there now, but they'll be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock this morning. 856-489-0505 is the number. 856-489-0505. When you call, you know what to do. I've been telling you quite often. You just book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary. You will learn a lot, and you'll really get an education in what Dr. Molly can potentially do for you and in anyone you know. 856-489-0505 is the number. And the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. And don't forget, if you missed any of today's show or you want to hear it again, well, we have it for you this afternoon. Our Health Watch replay, 4 until 5, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Couple of minutes left of the show. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. If you have a question or a medical challenge you want to run by Dr. Molly. We're kind of wrapping up this discussion, Dr. Molly.
The peptides and the metabolics. Yeah. And here's the thing. These are the things I want people to take away. I want people to know that peptides are not steroidal. They're not steroidal compounds. Peptides can be used in many different ways, and people are using them. Obviously, topical. They see it in my skincare product. It's topical. It's been around. Derms have used it a long time. It's being used in wound healing for many things. New drugs are being developed with peptide strands, and it really has a lot to do with communication of the cells, and that's what I want people to realize. And you don't use peptides just haphazardly. I want you to use them under the direction of the medical supervision and the science behind them. And there's over, I think, 1,000 citations between different protocols in PubMed, etc. Look for it, Springer. You look for them. You can see all the research that's going into this. And peptides are the future, and it's now. That's what I'm saying.
It's sort of like what you've always told us about the health food store and not going in without advice.
That's
so this is the same kind of a thing.
Right. I want to use the peptides. I want people to use peptides in a way. You can buy them in the health food store now. And that's why I'm saying to you, please, use them judiciously, understand them, and don't use them halfway. You use it with a protocol. That's what happens in our clinic. And again, right now it's hot. NAD is hot, right? Everybody hears, I want an NAD shot. What do you think that is? It's peptides. So the bottom line is there are many of peptides. There are many ways to use them. And my concentration has been not just on the wound care and collagen and looking pretty. I'm all for all that. But I really see the value of peptides and chronic conditions, inflammatory conditions, and cell signaling. Very important. That's it.
855-839-1210 again is the number here in the studio. We saved this final segment for discussions of the patients, and Dr. Molly kind of gives us an update. I know that the young man that
he's
you've talked
about. Right, 19 years old, right.
He looks so much better.
Thank you, John. And now I have to convince him of that. He's been shell-shocked.
The way he walked in the other day.
Right.
I could tell. I mean, if I can tell.
Right. He's in a second set of his therapeutic process. And so with that, it's not enough to just toxically get the mold out. It's the way in which I have to do it, a more gentle way, so that he doesn't have what he thinks is a relapse of the mold, right? And again, the father and mom are very responsible. They got in and they really did the remediation rather quickly, and that is helping. But he's also helping. He's a very bright kid. And so now he's on a series of IV treatments that are specific for environmental and to increase his energy level and that type of thing, and also on some nasal sprays that we've had compounded for him specifically. So he's doing well. He's not completely out of the woods yet, but he's getting there.
And how long do you think?
He needs at least 30 to 40 treatments because the exposure was pretty bad.
Yeah, that is...
Yeah. Right, significant. However, I have another young man who's 39 who came in with his family. They came in from upstate Pennsylvania near Pittsburgh. And this is a very interesting thing. He didn't even know he had mold illness until he ripped down his drywall, and it was completely black with black mold.
Jeez.
Now, he's a young man, and he was having all this general malaise, headaches, heart palpitations. Very interesting situation. His heart went into tachycardia. Why? And what they did was they tried to do the ablation, and it didn't take, and this and that. Now he's being medicated for it. Bottom line, I believe it's all related to the symptomatology of the mold. So environmental triggers a lot of dysregulation in our metabolics, our metabolism. And that's why it's so important to really seek out help for these types of conditions.
And I've heard you talk about this.
Yeah.
You know, you don't always know that you have it.
No, you can walk around, but I'll tell you what, we do a very specific environmental blood test that we developed, that we put together and send out to Quest Laboratories. Now, it takes a little while for it to come back because most of the analytes that I'm looking for have to be sent to California. Why? I don't know, but I'm not in charge of their lab. But I can tell you that once I get some of these in, then I tweak a little bit more. There's a general protocol, and then it's a much more specific protocol. Also, it's more specific when the patient has the dialogue with me, which I try to do every week, because then I can change up exactly what we're going after in terms of the environmental medicine issues.
We have about 2 minutes left. Mm-hmm. Any other patients?
Well,
that you
everybody knows that Sandy and her condition, she hobbled in this week and she's doing very well. Here's an interesting thing. I treat her with certain particular peptides that work on inflammation that she has, arthritic condition that's extremely bad. One of the things I want to say is a lot of the biologics have a lot of side effects, and I also have to help her through that as well. So again, she's been a long-standing patient and a very good one. So
and I know that she has really been faithful to you,
and she has, and I appreciate her input, and I know that this disease that she has is so debilitating, it's not even funny.
Okay, can you give us one more in
one more
minute?
One more patient in a minute. That is hard to say. I can't, because you know my patients are complex. A minute doesn't do it,
yeah.
And that's the problem today in medicine. I feel like when you go in to see your doctor, that's all he gives you is a minute, and it's
yeah,
just
right.
Not enough to say, listen, let's look beyond the symptoms. What's causing the problem? Why is a patient feeling this? And maybe we got to think out of the box.
And certainly you do in many cases.
I try.
That's going to put the wraps on another edition of Health Watch. Don't forget, operators standing by right now, and they'll be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock. 856-489-0505. 856-489-0505. And what you want to do is book that initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary, and you will learn a lot. And the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. Don't forget, check out that skincare line. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com is the website. For Dr. Molly Fantasia and everyone at Innovative Medical Associates, the lovely Linda, and then our nursing staff, Lana, Donna, Jess, and Mary Ann, and there's Joanne, Delightful D, Fabulous Fran, and our medical assistant, Sandra. I'm your host, John DeMasi. Thanks for listening. Have yourself a great week. We'll talk to you next Sunday at our live version, Health Watch, 8 till 9, right here on Talk Radio, 1210 WPHC. You take care.
Is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.